Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of Peres Shemitah, Peres Shavuos, in regards to the Dalet Minim, specifically in regards to the Esrog. So we mentioned that the first issue is karka, which has been used, has been worked in during the year. Is that a problem? Does that impact the status of the produce which is produced there? Again, if the karka is only worked to maintain the trees, not to better them, and the obviously a posuk has to decide the definition of what that means, this issue doesn't apply. But a case where the person did not keep the Shemitah properly and work the field in a way which would be prohibited, that's called Nevad. The field was Nevad. Does that make the Peres Osur? Now, even if it makes the Peres Osur, it does not make them Osur Behanoah. It only makes them Osur Behachila. You can't eat them. But there's halacha by Esrog that it has to be roid for achila, has to be roid to be eaten. The Rambam paskins that the Peres do not become Osur. And the Ravid, however, disagrees with the Rambam and paskins that the Peres become Osur Behachila. So according to the Ravid, the Peres have a din of Nevad. The minig of the Yerushalayim was to be machmer in that regards, that they pass like that. The Chasinish disagrees and says that the Pesach is like the Rambam, that Nevad is mutter. So in a case where if it was dealt with improperly, the person was over the karka, we have a cloak is whether the Peres become Osur Behachila. And then the next extension of that would be whether it would be problematic to use the Esrog in regards to Shemitah, in regards to using it for the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. We have to assume if a person is getting an Esrog with a Hechsher, that the karka was not processed improperly, so a person does not have to be concerned about the possibility of Nevad. The next question is the din of Shomer. The karka has to be left hefker. And we have the same type of question. If the person did not allow access to the field like he's supposed to, he was shomer in the field, putting a fence around the field, or not opening up the fence around the field. So Tosis paskins that in that situation, the Peres become usher, shomer is usher. Rashi, however, paskins that shomer is mutter. The Rambam is mashma that shomer is mutter, and the Chazinish paskins that we can paskin that shomer is mutter beachila. He does write that the person who can be machmer is tavel of bracha. So so even in a field case where a field was not maintained properly in the sense of the access was not given properly to people to come in and take, but yeah, the Peres should not be osur. I do want to point out that the heter of hefker in regards to Peres Shavuos does not apply to the trees. It only applies to the Peres. The trees are not mufker. And Esrog trees are very delicate. So some paradesim are grappling with the issue of making it hefker. People are going to come in and take the Peres and damage the trees because they won't be careful how they take the Peres off of the tree. So technically they can have a situation where some of the trees are orla, and those trees you can't use. They can leave the field open but put a big sign that some of the trees are orla, and not saying which trees are orla, so people won't be taking anything because of the suffolk orla and Eretz Yisrael Zosser. So that is considered not shomer because they gave access. They just left out a detail which people need to know. That's considered that the field is mufker and the issue of shomer doesn't apply. There are some pardesim in Eretz Yisrael which do allow actual access to the pardes, and they have signs of how to take it off in such a way that it should not damage the trees. Let's say they put a shomer there because they're concerned that the goyim are going to come and take Peres. Does that give it which there's the din of hefker allows the Jews to take the Peres? The person is not mechuyav to hefker his field to allow access to non-Jews. Does that therefore, however, give it a din of being shomer? Practically nobody can get in because of the fact that he's putting a shmirah there to block the access of people who should not get access. And the Rambam discusses this issue. There's what to talk about in regards to what that status is. But practically, that's not a situation which we're grappling with. So practically, a person, again, is seeing a Hesrogim. We assume that they weren't Shomer. There is a concept known as Etzer Bezdin, which we will clarify, Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.